And I will give the following time to Brother Mark.
他将会与我们分享这个不冷不热的问啊这个题目。
You will be sharing the topic of lukewarm.
Good morning.
早上好。
Can everyone hear me?
能听见我吗
？Okay, great. Okay, so let's just cut right to the bottom line. I got the idea.For this particular topic from a movie that came out this past fall.
我今天要讲这个信息不冷不热，这个主意是我从一个电影今天出了新出了一个电影得到这个启发。
So I'm going to show a clip from this movie that relates directly to our topic for today.
所以先让你看一段电影中的一部分，是跟我们今天要讲的一个主题相关的。
I appreciate you coming this morning. Coffee will be ready in a couple of minutes.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, let's try again. Sorry.
再试一下。
I appreciate you coming this morning.Coffee will be ready in a couple of minutes.
Oh, sounds good. Now, I ran a sales report from the area. Wrote down a suggested asking price for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say your husband did for a living?
Well, we actually haven't talked about that, but he's a sales rep for Brightwell Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.And where did you say you attended church?
Well, we occasionally attend Riverdale Community.
Mm-hmm. So you would say you know the Lord?
Yes, I would say I know the Lord. You think the Lord is okay with this asking price?
Mm-hmm. And you have children?
Miss Clara, my husband Tony and I have been married for 16 years. We have one daughter, her name is Danielle, and she's 10.She enjoys pop music and ice cream and jumping rope.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Now, you say you attend church occasionally. Is that because your pastor only preaches occasionally?
Miss Clara, I really would like to help you sell your house. That's why I'm here. As far as my faith is concerned, I believe in God just like most people. He's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get our coffee. So if I asked you what your prayer life was like, would you say that it was hot or cold?
I don't know that I would say it's hot. I mean, we're like most people. We have full schedules. We work. But I would consider myself a spiritual person. I'm not hot, but I'm not cold either. Just, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Here you go. I've got cream or sugar if you need
it. Oh, no, thank you. I like it black.Miss Clara, you like your coffee room temperature?
No, baby, mine's hot.
So, now you know where I got the idea.
所以你可以看到我这个为什么要今天讲这个不冷不热。
I apologize. I tried to get captions for this, but the captions were really, really bad.
很抱歉，我是想把这个字幕打出来，但是这个字幕实在是不好。
So if I had them up there, it just made it more confusing.
如果有字幕的话，可能大家都更看不清楚了。
But I think you get the point. They're talking about her spiritual life, her relationship with God.
所以这个电影中是讲他们在讲这个女生的她跟神的关系。
And she says herself.She's not hot, she's not cold, she's somewhere in between.
所以这个女生讲她自己是我不是很热也不冷就在中间那一部分。
And part of the joke is she gets the lukewarm coffee.
那么开的那个玩笑就是结果她的咖啡也是不冷不热的。
So let's take a look at the specific passage from Revelation chapter 3, that this scene is really based on.
所以我们今天看一下启示录的第三章。
And let's see what God really has to say about being lukewarm.
我们要看一下神关于不冷不热是怎么讲的。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of your mouth. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或热或冷，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我嘴中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你既那贫苦、可怜、穷苦、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
So in this passage, God says the following. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
在这章中，神讲，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我嘴中把你吐出去。
Some English translations put this as vomit you out of my mouth.
有些英文的解释是就是把你吐出来。
But I think the meaning is clear.
我想这个意思是很清楚的。
God does not like it if we are lukewarm.
如果我们是不冷不热的话，神是不喜欢的。
Now we need to talk a little bit about the context of this passage from Revelation chapter 3, the setting that it's in.
我需要先讲一下，就这个经文它的背景是什么。
In Revelation, there are several letters that the author, believed to be John, is told to send to different churches throughout the world.
在启示录中有几封信，我们相信大概是约翰所写的，这些信是给不同的教会的。
This is part of one of those letters to one of those churches.
所以这一段就是其中一封信给一个教会的一封信。
Why is that important? Because we understand that this passage and what God says here are specifically directed at Christians, or at least people in a church who are calling themselves Christians.
为什么这一章节比较重要呢？是因为我们相信这一段所写的是神给那些基督徒的，或者说那个教会当中称为自己是基督徒人所写的。
And so God is telling these Christians, I don't want you to be lukewarm, neither hot nor cold.
所以这节经文中 神是告诉这些基督徒，我不希望你们不冷不热。
In fact, God tells them, it would be better if you would make up your mind. It would be better if you were either hot or cold.
事实上神告诉他们说，如果你们能够把自己决定下自己的主意，或者冷或者热更好。
But of course, we need to understand, what does this mean to be hot, to be cold? What does it mean to be lukewarm?
所以我们要理解一下，那么冷或者热或者不冷不热是指什么呢？
Well, I think from the context of the passage, we can understand that what God means by hot or cold is about passion. It's about caring. It's about emotion.
从这个背景当中，我们可以理解到，神所说的冷或者热是指我们的热情，我们是否关心，我们的精力在哪儿。
To see that more clearly, we can go to a number of different passages in the Bible, but I think one of the best is in Mark chapter 12.
在圣经很多章节都提到关于这个冷和热的关系，但最清楚的地方是在马可福音。
And no, I didn't pick that just because that's my name.
我并不是因为他的名字是跟我的名字一样才选那段经文。
I apologize, this is so small. The passage is in your outline. It's Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34.
所以你可以看一下马可福音的第12节,第28到34节,12章。
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
马可福音第十二章第二十八节，有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是最第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是唯一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两个诫命更大的了。那文士听耶稣说，夫子说，神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外，再没别的神，并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭或各样祭祀好得多。耶稣听他回答的有智慧，就对他说，你离神的国不远了，从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
So this religious teacher in Israel comes to Jesus and asks Jesus, tell me the one single greatest, most important commandment.
所以以色列中这个文士来到耶稣面前问耶稣，告诉我这个圣经中最重要的一个最重要的是什么？
And Jesus actually gives him two.
耶稣实际上给了他两个重要的。
And they're both connected with love.
这两个诫命都跟爱相关。
That tells us that God cares about our emotions. He cares about our passions. He cares about what we love.
所以告诉我们，神对是对于我们的关于我们的情感、我们的热情、我们的爱在哪里非常关心。
So the commandment that Jesus said was number one is this one. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是以色列啊，你要听，主，我们的神是唯一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So Christians need to take note of this, obviously, because Jesus himself says, this is number one, this is the most important thing for you to do.
所以基督徒你一定要注意这一点，因为耶稣他自己都告诉我们说，这是最重要的。
So that's a valid question for each one of us to ask ourselves as Christians. Do we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength?
所以我们作为基督徒就要问我们自己一下，我们是不是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱神了呢？
Or do we love him, as the English saying goes, a little?
或者是说，我们就只爱他一点点。
Now there's another scene from that same movie that I didn't have a clip for that also refers to this topic about loving, but loving a little.
在电影当中还有另外一段，也是跟这一个章节有关系的，就是讲到爱，但是爱只是爱一点点。
In that scene, the lady who got the lukewarm coffee is talking to her little girl.
那个电影中的片段是讲那个年轻的女士跟一个小女孩跟她的小女孩说。
And she says to her daughter, "Don't you know that I love you?"
她跟她的小女儿说，你难道不知道我爱你吗？
And her daughter's answer back is, "Well, a little."
她女儿回她说，你爱我一点点。
And the mother's confused, and she basically asks, "Why do you say that?"
所以她妈妈就非常的困惑，就问她，你为什么这么说呢？
And then the daughter starts asking the mother a series of questions.
然后她小女儿就开始问她妈妈一些比较严肃的问题。
Do you know the name of my jump rope coach?
你知道我的那个跳绳的教练是谁吗？
Do you know the name of our team?
你知道我们小组的名字是什么吗？
Did you know that we won an award last year?
你是不是还记得去年我们还得了奖？
And the mother is heartbroken because she has to admit, no, I don't know any of that.
她妈妈就非常的伤心，因为她妈妈不知道这些任何事情。
Her daughter's point is, if her mom really loved her a lot, she would know these things about her.
所以她女儿是想让她妈妈知道，如果妈妈真的爱她的话，那她妈妈应该知道这些事情。
And that same point applies with God.
所以同样的，我们可以把这放在我们对神的爱上。
How well do we know God?
我们知道神有多深呢？
The more important question is, how much do we want to know him?
更重要的是，我们想知道多少呢？
Do we want to know him very well, or do we want to know him a little?
我们想非常的知道他呢，还是我们只想知道他一点点？
And kind of like the daughter and her mom in the movie, if we only know a little bit about God, it's very hard for us to claim that we love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
就像电影当中的那个妈妈和小女儿一样，如果我们只知道神的一点点的事情，那么我们很难说我们已经尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的爱神了。
So one thing that probably a number of us have experienced personally is, you know, when you're trying to date someone, when you're trying to get to know someone and possibly marry them,you try to get to know things about that person, right?
可以举个例子，就说我们大家都经历过的，如果你想在跟一个人谈恋爱的时候，你很想最后将来要跟他结婚，那你其实在很想知道他很多的东西。
And ideally, the more you love them, the more you want to know about that person.
理想的状态是，你越爱这个人的话，你就越想认识，越想知道这个人。
Well, that same principle applies to our relationship with God.
同样的，这种关系也同样应用在我们跟神的关系上。
So ask yourself, how much do I want to know God?
所以问一下自己，我们到底想知道多少呢？关于神。
And of course, there's the reasonable question of how can I get to know God?
当然的话，另外一个很有道理的问题就是说，我们如何能够认识神？
And I've got the clue in the corner here. It's through His Word. It's through the Bible.
你可以看到这个slide 上面一个讲的，就是通过读圣经。
There are other ways, and the Bible even tells us about that. But the primary and most important way is through God's Word, the Bible.
圣经中也告诉我们了，最重要的方法就是通过神的话语。神的话语就是圣经。
Sometimes Christians think of reading the Bible as a chore or a task to be done, kind of like washing the dishes, taking out the garbage.
有的时候基督徒认为读圣经就好像是我们日常的一个家庭的琐事一样，就像你要清理，你要扔到垃圾一样，每天要做的。
I suggest that we want to think about it in a different way. We want to think about it as a way to get to know God better.
我建议你可以用另外一个角度来看，读圣经是你能够认识神的一个方法。
That's what I usually pray at the beginning of our English Sunday school.
这就是在我们一般英文的主日学当中我们要祷告的。
That God would help us to understand the Bible better so that we can know God better.
所以神要帮助我们能够理解圣经，这样子我们就能够更多的认识神。
Because that's part of loving him.
这就是我们好如何去爱神的一个方面。
It's part of building that relationship with him.
这是我们能够如何建立神的和建立神与神的关系的一个方面。
And so I originally asked that question, what does it mean to be lukewarm?
所以刚开始我问了，不冷不热是指什么意思呢？
One example would be, well, I study the Bible a little.
另一个事例就是说，你可能说我学了一点点圣经。
I know God a little.
我认识神一点点。
I'm neither hot nor cold in terms of knowing God.
我从认识神这个角度来说，我并不是很多，也不是很少。
Now, cold in this case would mean not knowing much about God at all. In fact, declaring, I don't want to know anything about God. Essentially, declaring yourself to not be a Christian.
那么，如果你要是冷的话，那也就是说你不是很有渴望去认识神，或者你没有就是拒绝去认识神。其实你就是说你并不是认为并不是基督徒。
Being hot would mean having that desire, having that passion, that emotion to want to know more about God.
那么如果是热的话，那就是说你有一颗心，你有渴望，你有欲望去想认识神。
And being lukewarm or in between would be, I kind of want to know about him, but not that much.
那么不冷不热在中间，也就是说我想知道了，但是也不是很想知道，就是在中间一点点了。
I don't have a burning desire to know more about God.
我就是说也没有那种非常很强的欲望渴望去做。
So consider what it means when God says, I would rather that you were hot or cold instead of lukewarm.
那么神在这段讲，我倒希望你们或乐或热或冷，却不是不冷不热。
God's saying, I would rather that you have the attitude and come out and say, basically, I don't want to know anything about God, I don't care, I'm not interested, instead of, well, I kind of want to know about him a little bit.
所以神就是说，我倒希望你们能够站出来，能够说啊，我不想知道神，我并不对他一点兴趣都没有，而不是含含糊糊的说我知道，想知道了一点点了也就可以了。
I think when you look at it that way, you see how seriously God takes this issue of being, quote, lukewarm.
如果你这样想的话，你可以看到神对于这个不冷不热的这种状态，他是多么的认真的。
It is not something that is pleasing to God.
神对这个状态是非常不开心的，不喜欢的。
And he's very serious about it.
他对这个问题看得很重。
And therefore, as Christians, we should take it seriously also.
所以的话，我们作为基督徒也应该把这个问题看得更重。
So in addition to knowing about God, there's the question of how much time do we want to spend with God?
对，如果想要认识神的话，我们就要问一下自己，你想花多长的时间与神在一起？
Now there are those who would say from a theological perspective that God is everywhere all the time, and so by definition, you're always with him and he's always with you. And that's actually correct.
如果单从这个神学角度来说的话，神是我在任何一个场所，在任何时间都存在，所以你可以说你可以无时不刻与神在一起。从这个角度来说，这是对的。
But when I talk about this, I'm talking about how much time are you actively spending in that relationship with God.
当我问这个问题的时候，我是在讲你非常积极主动的在与神主动的与神建立这种关系这个问题上。
How much time out of your life are you taking to actually devote to God?
那么在你的生活生命当中，你积极主动的把你的时间单独分离出来，把它给神。
That's one of the key questions.
这是一个关键的问题。
And again, going back to, you know, the dating relationship or the marriage relationship, if you go up to a man or a woman and you say, I love you, but by the way, I don't want to spend very much time with you, that's not going to work real well.
再回到我们刚才举那个例子当中，如果你在谈恋爱或者在结婚当中，你对一个人说，我爱你，但是我却不想跟花时间跟你在一起，这好像不会有什么好的结果。
Gentlemen in particular, I suggest you not try this with your wives.
男士们，我建议你们，你们不要用这种方法跟你们的女士们在一起。
You may end up cooking your own dinner.
你最后还不是自己要给自己做饭了。
But there's a reason behind that, right? We all understand that if you really love someone, you actually want to be with them.
所以在这个故事中告诉我们，就是说，如果你真正的爱一个人的话，你是很想跟他在一起的。
And if you love them a little, then okay, I'll spend some of the time with you. But you know, I'm not really that crazy about it.
如果你爱这个人一点点的话，你可能就是说，我跟你在一起一点点时间是可以的，但是我对你其实也不是很怎么样的。
And there's all these other people that I'd rather be with instead.
还有其他的很多人，我想跟他们在一起。
Do you start to see what God's getting at here?
所以你可以看一下神这里这是在讲什么呢？
This really goes back to the very beginning of the Ten Commandments, the very first of the Ten Commandments.
这其实可以回溯到神给我们的十大诫命中的第一个。
Where God says, you shall have no other gods before me, which means you're not supposed to have anything in your life that's more important than me.
神是告诉我们只有唯一的神，没有其他神比我更大。
And if we're lukewarm towards God, we're violating that.
如果我们对神不冷不热的话，其实我们就没有遵循第一个诫命。
We're saying, okay, yeah, God's important, but you know, there are all these other things that are also important too.
你其实就是在说，神是对，神是很重要的，但是还有其他更重要的事情。
And in the movie clip, the lady was asked about, you know, why is it you attend church occasionally? Why aren't you praying much? Things like that.
在那个电影当中，那个老太太问这个女士说：“你为什么只是偶然去参加教会，偶然去祷告呢？”
And she starts listing all these things. I've got work, got schedule, got school, all these things.
所以这个女士就回答说：“啊，我要工作，我还要送上小学，我还有事情，家里很多事情要去做。”
And it's true. There are usually a lot of demands on our time.
事实上，我们生命当中的确是有很多的事情要去处理的。
Comes back to this question: How much time do we want to spend with God?
所以回到这个问题上，就是说，我们到底想要跟神在一起多长时间
？Circumstances may prevent you from being able to spend that time, but the thing that God's concerned about is: Do you even have the desire? Do you even want?To spend that time with him, and something just got in the way? Or is it more a case of, well, I really wasn't that interested in spending the time with God anyway?
事实上，很多事情的确是使我们不能够花很多时间跟神在一起。但是神所关心的最重要的就是我们的我们的渴望，我们的欲望。我们是不是有这个渴望跟神花更多的时间在一起？然后有些事情发生了，防止了我们这样做。还是说我们根本就对神不感兴趣。
So I put some pictures on this slide just as reminders of some of the concrete ways in which we can spend time with God.
这几张画片就告诉我们有几种方式我们可以花去以几种方式来跟神在一起。
The topic of that particular movie that I showed the clip from is about spending time with God in prayer.
电影的那个片段的话是讲以祷告的方式跟神在一起。
You can also spend time with God reading His Word and thinking about His Word.
你也可以通过读圣经或者想圣经中的话语来与神在一起。
You can also spend time with God by being with other believers, with other Christians.
你也可以跟其他的基督徒在一起，这样子方式来与神在一起。
Want to ask everyone, does everyone remember what this is supposed to mean? Pastor talked about this before.
你们还记得这个是什么意思吗？牧师以前讲过。
Any volunteers? And you can answer in Chinese, it's fine.
You can still translate. 用中文、英文都可以。灵修就是
translate
devotion.
Okay, so devotion is a common term used for this practice of spending time with God. It's an attempt to set aside a time, sometimes daily, but something regular to spend that time with God, particularly in prayer, meditation, and His Word.
灵修就是说你要把一天中的一段的时间，一般情况下是比较规律的一段时间，把它分离出来，把它用在跟神在一起，以通过读经或者就是祷默祷的方式与他在一起。
Now some people go into all kinds of rules about this. Exactly what time of the day it should be, how long it should be, whether it should be every day or every other day or every week. I'm not here to get into all that.
很多人都说灵修要有一种特殊的一些方式，比如说一天哪一段时间，花多长时间，好多经常的话你要灵修。我并不想讨论这些细节的东西。
What I want to call attention to is the most important thing, the thing that God is concerned about most is, do you even want to do that in the first place?
我要讲的话，我认为最重要的一个问题就是说，或者是神最关心的是说，你是否有这种渴望的心去做这件事情。
So when I was in college, I did my devotional time at night. Most people did it in the morning, and they kind of called me a heretic.
但我在大学的时候，我一般都是在晚上灵修，大部分都是在早上灵修，所以他们不太喜欢我这样去做。
But the night was when I had the time available.
但是对于我来说，晚上是我唯一有的时间。
That's not what is important.
所以这个并不，什么时间并不重要。
What's important is, do you have the desire to spend time with God?
更重要的是说，你是否有这种渴望的心与神在一起。
Another part about loving God is right here from John chapter 14, verse 15.
关于爱神的另外一个点就是说这约翰福音所讲的你们
These the words Jesus Christ If you love me you will obey what I command
这是基督耶稣的话他说你们若爱我就必遵循我的命令
Ultimately whether we're hot for God whether we really love him comes down to this Are we willing to do what he tells us to do?
那么如果我们是真的爱神对神有很热有热心的话那么就归结到这一点上我们要遵循他的命令。
You can really boil it down to that.
所以你可以就是通过这一点来达到他的根基。
And that's the question that we can all ask ourselves. Am I willing to obey what God commands?
所以我们可以问自己这个问题我是否愿意遵循神的话语。
So let's turn back to the passage from Revelation chapter 3 for a moment.
我们回到启示录第三章。
It says, You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see.
你说你是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
So if you look closely, there's a contrast, there's a comparison that's being made here between two broad classes of things.
所以你仔细看的话，其实这是有一个比较，两个非常极端不同的观点的比较。
The first thing that God's talking about here is about wealth, about having the things of this world.
第一点，神是讲的关于财富，在这个世界上你所拥有的这些财富。
And he says the attitude of the person can be, I've got everything I need here in this world, so I'm satisfied.
所以这个人他可能认为自己，我已经在这个世上有了我所需要的东西了，所以我很满足，我很富足。
But then God contrasts that with you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
但神却说你其实是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Clearly, God's not talking there about the material condition of the person, but he's talking about their spiritual condition.
所以很明显，神不是在讲论你在这个世上所拥有的物质的财富，而是你精神上的。
He's saying that with respect to God, this person who has lots of money is poor.
他说从神的角度来说，这个人虽然有很多的钱，但他其实是贫苦的、可怜的。
With respect to the things of God, this person is blind.
那么从神的角度来说，其实这个人是瞎眼了。
And so in the next part, God is saying, go for the spiritual things.
所以后面一部分神就是劝他们，你要去追寻那些属灵方面的。
Those are the things that matter.
这些才是最重要的东西。
And in particular, at the end,salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
更重要的，其中讲到的最后面一点，曾讲到就是说，你要买眼药，擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Now let me address any of the non-Christians here for a moment.
如果我对在座的还没有成为基督徒的人讲的话
，It's very, very important to understand that without God's help, we can't see these things.
非常重要的就是要认识的一点就是说没有神的帮助的话我们是没有办法意识到这一点的看得见的。
And without God's help, we really can't do the things he tells us to do.
如果没有神的帮助的话我们是没有办法做到神让我们做的。
That's part of his amazing grace.
这就是他的一个非常值得荣耀的一部分。
That he gives us the help to do that.
他帮助我们去做这些事情。
But that help comes only through faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
这个，但是神的帮助只能通过当你相信神是我们的救主的时候。
That's why there's the one verse in the song, Amazing Grace, I was blind, but now I see.
就是在那首歌曲 Amazing Grace 这首歌曲当中的一个歌词，就是我是瞎眼的，但通过它我才能看见。
It's only through faith in Jesus and that power of God that we can do any of these things and turn our eyes towards the spiritual things instead of the things of this world.
只有通过神的怜悯、神的赐福，我们才能够把我们的眼睛转换过来，才能够看见这一切。
And that's important for us as Christians to remember as well. This is not done through our own strength. It is done through the power of God and only through the power of God.
那对基督徒的话，这也是让我们提醒我们记住了，这一切都不是通过我们自己的力量，而是通过神。神是唯一能够帮助我们做这些事的。
So, back to the question of what does it mean to be lukewarm?
那么在我们回到那个问题，不冷不热是指什么呢？
Ask yourself, how much am I willing to surrender to God?
问一下我自己，我们是有多么大的情愿去把自己顺服在神的下面。
Surrender means give it up, to hand it over to God, to say to God, here, this belongs to you, not to me.
顺服就是完全把自己都放弃，而把这一切都交在神的手中。对神说，这是我所有的，都给你。
And God, since this belongs to you, you tell me how to use it, because it's not really mine, it's yours.
所以对神说，既然这一切都是你的神，那么你告诉我如何去用它。
How much of our time are we willing to surrender to God?
我们愿意把多少时间顺服给神。
How much of our money?
多少金钱。
How much of our actions, the things we do in our lives?
多少我们的行为，我们在生命中所做的一些事情。
How much of our thoughts?
我们的思想。
And how much of our life?
我们的生命。
That will determine whether you are lukewarm or not.
那么这一切就会决定你是不冷不热呢？
And what God tells us,through the passage in Revelation chapter 3, is he doesn't want the answer to this to be a little.
那么神在启示录中第三章告诉我们，他的答案就是他不希望我们的答案是不冷不热。
He wants us to be hot, not lukewarm.
他希望我们能够热心，而不是不冷不热。
He wants us to be willing to surrender everything.
他希望我们能够愿意向神顺服一切。
Now remember that Jesus said there were two great commandments.
记住，神讲了有两个巨大的诫命。
The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So the question is, do we love our neighbor as ourselves?
所以这个问题就来了，我们真的爱人如己吗？
Or do we love others a little?
或者说我们就爱人一点点。
So, Scripture has a lot of advice for us in terms of what it means to really love our neighbors.
所以在圣经当中有很多地方讲到爱人如己到底是什么意思呢？
This is just one example.
这只是一个事例。
So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
免得身上有分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
And I want you to remember the part that talks about equal concern for each other.
我要你记住这一段，就是肢体彼此相顾。
It kind of goes back to the same thing from the movie. How much do we know about others?
这回到那个电影当中是一样的，就是我们要问自己，我们是对别人或者爱人知道多少。
And related to that, how much do we care about others?
相关的问题就是说，我们到底对人关心多少？
How much are we willing to do for others?
我们到底愿意为别人做多少？
This is God's command for the Christian.
这是神对基督徒的要求。
Now, people usually try to, you know, put conditions on this kind of thing.
人们有的时候会把这种爱加上一些条件。
For example, I can't possibly know about every other person in the church. I can't possibly help every single other person in the church.
举个事例就是说，也许人会说，我不可能知道教会当中的每一个人，我也不可能去为教会中的每一个人做事情。
That's true.
这是对的。
How about start with one?
那么你是不是可以从一个人开始呢？
One other person.
就从一个人身上开始。
If that works out, maybe two.
如果你可以做到一个人的话，也可以你可以做到两个人。
God doesn't say how many.
神并没有讲你要多少人。
But it should be more than zero.
但是应该多于零个人。
How much are we willing to do for others?
我们愿意为别人做多少？
More importantly, how much do we really care?
更重要的是我们真的对别人关心吗？
If it's a little, if the answer is, well, you know, I don't go around hitting other people. I don't go around stealing from them. So that's okay, right?
如果是一点点的话，你可能就是说，我并没有到处走出去去打别人，或者是到去偷别人的东西，那就可以了。
Okay, great. You're certainly not hot. That's getting to lukewarm territory.
你可以这样做。这样的话你就肯定不是热心的了，你就快进到不冷不热当中了。
And so as you can see, this kind of parallels what I was talking about in terms of Jesus' command with respect to us loving God.
所以你可以看到这跟我们所讲的神关于我们对别人爱人如己的命令是相关的。
Part of loving God is knowing Him.
爱神一部分就是要知道他。
Part of loving others is knowing them.
爱人的一部分，也就是你要先了解这个人。
This is kind of similar.
同样的。
Part of loving God is I'm willing to spend time with Him.
爱神的一部分就是你愿意跟神花一定时间在一起。
How much time are we willing to spend with others?
我们愿意花多少时间与别人在一起呢？
And in particular, how much time are we willing to spend with other Christians.
更重要的一点，我们要花多长时间与其他的基督徒在一起。
Are we willing to be a community, a group of people who are really together, the body of Christ?
我们愿意是否成为一个社一个团体的一部分，是基督耶稣的一个身体的一部分？
And the reason I put the thing about worship there is because that is one of my pet peeves.
我把这个
Sorry about the translation.
我把这个画片放在一起，就是讲，要与别人在一起，要团契，要祷告。
A lot of worship in churches today has become about me.
那么今天很多人来到教会来敬拜神，都其实已经变成了以自己为中心的了。
Some of the biggest fights in churches are about what's the music going to be like at the start. Big fights over that.
很多教会关于这个最大的一个争论的问题就是说这个音乐教会当中这个音乐应该怎么开始
And it's an attitude of if the music doesn't excite me, if it doesn't touch me emotionally, then I have no need of it and I won't be there for the worship time because it doesn't help me.
那很多人就是讲如果这个音乐不能够使我感动音乐不能够感触我的心的话那我就不会参加他的敬拜因为这个敬拜就跟我没有不能够感动我不能够跟我相关了
Well, you know, one of the purposes of that worship time is to be there in the same physical space with other Christians.
敬拜其中的一个目的就是你要跟别的基督徒在一起。
And that kind of attitude, so I'm focused on the music,And how it affects me says, I do not care about being with other Christians. It is not important.
那如果你是只是关心这个音乐能够如何感动我的心，让我触动的话，那么你的态度就是说，我并不关心别人怎么样，我并不关心于是不是要与别人在一起。
Lukewarm? Yeah, I'd call that lukewarm.
不冷不热，我认为这就是不冷不热。
Yeah, I'm willing to sit with these people. I mean, I'm willing to grace them with my presence. So I'm going part way. I kind of like them.
所以他就是说，我并不想与他们在一起，我并不想与他们成为一个团体。
Do I really want to spend time with them?
我是不是愿意跟他们花时间在一起呢？
If you're not showing up for that part, the only answer I can take away is, well, not really.
如果你就是这样一种表现的话，我认为就是你并不是真正的愿意与他们在一起。
How much time are we willing to spend with others?
你愿意花多长时间与别人在一起？
Even if it requires sacrifice, even if it means adjusting my schedule.
即使说他需要我要付出一些，我要调整我的时间表。
This helps point to that same kind of concept.From Philippians chapter 2, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
从腓立比书这一段章节中可以帮助我们理解这个概念。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚荣的荣耀。只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do not underestimate how much of an impact you can have just by being with another person.
不要认为，不要小看了，就是跟别人花时间跟别人在一起，它的重要性。
Just by reaching out to them, even part of the time.
就是花一点点的时间去跟别人联系。
That's the interests of others, encouraging another person, encouraging other Christians.
这也是你在看照顾别人的事情，也在鼓励别人有这种看顾别人的事情。
But to do that, it really helps to be there.
所以这样做的话也要就是要再与他们在一起。
So are you willing to spend time with other people even when it's inconvenient?
所以你要愿意即使是说在你不方便的情况之下也要愿意花一定的时间与别人在一起。
So we're told to not only think about our own interests, but the interests of other people.
所以我们被教导说不要只关心自己的事情也要去看顾别人的事。
By the way, that's what Jesus Christ himself did.
这也就是基督耶稣他自己这样做的。
You know, it didn't do him any good going to the cross to die. That wasn't for his benefit.
他走上十字死亡在十字架上，对他自己并没有好处。他这样做是为了别人的好处。
That was for our benefit.
这是为了我们的好处。
Are we willing to sacrifice for the benefit of others to help them?
我们是不是愿意为了别人的好处而牺牲一些呢？
So it's kind of the same thing. To have that love for others, I need to know about them.
同样的，如果我们想能够关心别人的事情的话，我们就必须知道别人。
In addition to knowing about them, I've actually got to be thinking about them.
并且我们要在脑子里想一想他们。
Yeah, I know you, and then I forget about you for the rest of my life. Not going to be much help.
如果你只是说啊，我知道这个人，但其实我根本就没有去想他的事情，这样并不会对他们有什么好处。
And in addition to thinking about them, I need to care about them.
再进一层的话，我们就需要为他们关心。
And then I probably need to take action.
接着的话，我们就有些行为了。
That action might be as simple as praying for them.
行为有可能就是为他们祷告。
It might be offering them a word of encouragement.
或者是给他们鼓励的话语。
Whatever it is, are you caring about someone else? Are you trying to help them?
不论他行为是什么，问题是说你是否关心他们，是否愿意帮助他们。
That's the second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself.
这是神的第二个诫命，爱人如己。
And the question is, are you doing it a little?Are you lukewarm?
问题是你是不是只是做了一点点？你是不是就是不冷不热？
That's not what God wants.
这是神不喜悦的。
But we always have hope.
但是我们总是从神那里得到希望。
God reminds us of these things for a reason.
神提到这些事情是有他的原因的。
He says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline."
凡我所疼爱的。我就责备管教他。
So be earnest and repent.
所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。
That means change.
就是意思说你们要改变。
God reminds us of these things so that we can change what we're doing.
神提醒我们这些不冷不热的事情，这样子我们能够改变我们的行为。
If we have been lukewarm, it doesn't have to stay that way.
如果我们是不冷不热，那么不需要继续这样下去。
You can be hot.
你是可以发热心的。
You can have that passion.
你是可以有这种热情。
But it comes from God.
但是那是从神而来的。
It starts with your desire.
从你的这种渴望开始。
So start by asking yourself today, do I want to be lukewarm or do I want to be hot?
所以今天你就问一下自己，我是希望不冷不热，还是说我要有热心？
Each one of us, I think, regularly needs to ask ourselves these questions. Are you lukewarm for God?
我们当中的每一个人，我认为都要经常的问一下自己这个问题：我们是不是对神不冷不热？
Or do you love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
或者说，你是否尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱神了呢？
Are you lukewarm for others?
你是不是对别人也是不冷不热？
Or do you really love them as yourself?
或者说你是爱人如己的？
And again, we need God's help to do this.
再一次强调，我们是需要神的帮助才能这样做的。
But each one of us needs to ask God for that help.
我们中的每一个人是需要向神来恳求神的帮助去这样做。
And more importantly, each one of us needs to make that decision. I want to be hot. I do not want to be lukewarm.
更重要的一点是，我们中的每一个人都需要问自己，都要自己做这个决定。我希望能够是热心的，而不是不冷不热的。
Last reference to the movie clip, she said that the coffee was room temperature.
那个电影中那个片段中最后一句，他讲的是说，你这个咖啡怎么是就是不冷不热的
？That's another way of saying lukewarm.
就是不冷不热的。
But if you think about, if you're at room temperature, you're kind of comfortable, right? Doesn't feel too bad.
但是想一想，如果你就是在室温的温度的话，你可能觉得挺舒服的。
It's better than being outside, especially now that we're getting towards winter. Being lukewarm can be comfortable.
所以在室温的这个条件下，可能要比外面天气冷的情况要好。所以有的时候不冷不热是很让你舒服的。
Being hot can be uncomfortable.
有的时候如果你热心的话，可能是让你不舒服的。
What God's after is not us being comfortable.
所以神所希望我们要做的并不是让我们舒服。
It's about being hot and not lukewarm.
是让我们有热心而是不冷，不是不冷不热。
Which one do you want to be?
你是希望哪种状态呢？
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time meditating on today's message.
让我们审查我们的心，到底是热还是冷的。
Let's examine our hearts to see whether we're cold or hot.
因为神不喜悦一个不冷不热的心。
Because God does not delight in a lukewarm heart.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
也求主你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
求主你怜悯我们的软弱。
Please be merciful to our weaknesses.
帮助我们不要陷在这个不冷不热的情况之下。
Help us not to sink into lukewarmness.
求主你的圣灵帮助我们。
May your Holy Spirit help us.
让我们能够做一个热心的信徒。
So that we may become Christians who are hot.
让我们把我们的生命摆上。
And that we could commit our lives.
来跟随你。
To follow you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.